the benefit, right? Now, what's the power of that individual? For example, let's say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a tawfiq that we can become people who anger does not overtake. Now, if you're a person who's angry all the time and just always exploding on people, they're just going to consider you an angry person. And they're going to consider you someone who's constantly exploding on everyone, so your anger has no value. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's anger had value. Because he was so gentle, so gentle, so gentle, that the moment he became angry, everyone became straight. Everyone would straighten themselves and would begin to fear that this anger is going to have such a negative effect on us that it may actually draw the punishment of Allah upon us at that moment as well. And that's why it's important for us to control our anger. Look, it's true. You do come into circumstances where, for example, you have children. And you need to teach those children adab. You need to teach those children how to study. You need to teach those children how to be. If you're constantly screaming at them, constantly yelling at them, right? If we're constantly scolding them, then one more scold has no effect. If we're scolding them because they dropped the milk, because they dropped the glass, then when they drop the salah and miss the salah, the same scold, it has no value anymore. Because now it's just a constant scold coming from this particular individual. But when they see that there's gentleness, 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 and then all of a sudden some slight bit of anger arises, then it scares them. And they don't like the fact that they lost out the ability to interact with such a gentle being. People love it when you're gentle with them. This is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with his companions, and this is what drew them into him. That they would come with mistakes. Look, human beings are human beings. We're gonna make mistakes. The Sahaba made mistakes on occasions. Not purposely, but just as being human beings. And what the Prophet, what they loved about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was that he overlooked every one of those. And he treated each of them as if they were Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That created such a love in the heart of the companions that when the Prophet ﷺ then needed to guide them towards something, he would simply become angry at a moment. And when he would become angry at that moment, then they would rectify themselves immediately. So that's the power. See, this is what anger is about. Allah created anger within us. And there's benefit to that anger. But that anger has to be used in the right place, at the right moment, at the right time, so that it can be a means of guiding individuals. Right? So there's some anger that we have to learn to turn in towards ourselves. To say, why aren't we the way we should be? And then there's anger that we have to use on occasion, like a medicine, when the need arises. It's sort of that last weapon after the final diplomacy, right? You do everything you can to try to change that individual. You see that individual still on the wrong path. You drop just a slight bit of anger on them so that it will cause them to wake up to what they're doing. This is why Allah created anger within human beings. See, each emotion has a purpose. And that's actually the purpose of anger. Not so that we can use it to just run around and oppress people, scream at people, yell at people, you know, just act like an animal and nothing changes. Nothing changes. How many times has our anger ever changed somebody? The yelling and screaming that we do at our kids, it doesn't change them. They're still just as wild as they ever were. It doesn't affect them. And that's because our anger is not controlled. It's not dosed. It's not being used the way it was designed to be used. It's a tool. Put it that way. Each emotion is a tool. Just like the love that we have. If you learn to expose that love, you will draw people into the deen. And if you just randomly throw that love out, right, so that what you call love becomes just infatuation and becomes a worthless emotion, right, just this cheap, dirty thing that's used to buy and sell goods, then it has no value. It was the love of the Prophet ﷺ, it was the emotion of the Prophet ﷺ called love that was so attractive to the Sahaba that again brought them close to him and caused him to be able to affect them in such a beautiful way. So when we think about our emotions, they have been created, but they have been created with purpose. They are useful. They provide us with a means of fulfilling the duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon our shoulders.